4th of July weekend, prepare to get annihilated as Bass Pro Shops and Walmart proudly present Mega Monster Truck Rally at the Citrus Bowl, featuring all your favorite trucks: Demon Seed, Ball Buster, Gutchovin. And don't miss the second annual barbecue Twinkie Cook-Off. Tickets are just $10. The first 100 people in the gate get a can of Natural Light. Tickets available at Ticketmaster or Sunny's Barbecue locations in Orlando. Sunday! This 4th of July weekend, be here or be queer.
Yo, yo, check it on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Welcome
yes.
to another pod of I Got Issues podcast with your host, Jason Maynard.
And James Wright.
James, what up, son?
Not much, yo. Same thing as usual, man. Just living life. Nothing going on. What's going on with you? How was last night? I heard you went out and partied. Partied like a rock star.
I partied like a rock star, but, you know, maybe not a full-out rock star, but, you know, had a few cocktails and, you know.
Cocktails, eh?
Chilled out. Had some beers.
Nice.
Nothing too extravagant, nothing too crazy.
How many ladies did you come home with?
17.
Nice. Good number.
You're hilarious.
Oh, just kidding.
So, do I got an echo?
I don't know, man.
I feel like I got some sort of effect.
Maybe it's just from drinking last night.
I don't know, but what's the issues of the day? What are today's issues, buddy?
What's going on with the gay marriage?
I don't want to get into that.
What? You haven't
You
heard
want me
that?
To talk about gay marriage? All right, let's get right into gay marriage. Gays should be allowed to be married. That's it. Who gives a shit?
No, but you hear about the whole thing about a gay couple wanted to get divorced, but then they couldn't get divorced because they weren't even married anyways. Because they got married in Canada, right? They went back to their hometown. They wanted to get a divorce. And they're like, why do you want to get divorced? You're not even married. because of like, they're, it doesn't matter if they got married in Canada or not. Like, that marriage license doesn't have any sort of implication.
Doesn't exist.
Doesn't even exist from where they're from.
Well,
is that crazy?
I'm pretty sure they're from the same place that I'm from. Earth. Why can't people just be people? You want to get married? Exactly. You want to be miserable? Who gives a shit? Go get married.
That's right.
It's a dumb idea. I've already talked about this. Go back to podcast number 2. You'll hear all about marriage. Terrible.
Oh,
of course,
man.
Gays should be allowed to be married.
Of course they should. I just think it's crazy how, like, they messed up on this one law. They're like, oh, they found out about it. Some of these guys want to get divorced.
These hardcore Christians shouldn't be running this world we live in. What are people thinking?
They're not. That's the thing, man.
Clearly.
They're not thinking.
If anybody wants to get married, go be married. I don't care. If you want to be gay and you want to get married, who gives it? I don't care. Quite frankly, I'm not going to get married until they change these laws.
You got to be like, what? You're going to get married when you're like 80
years
old.
I don't even believe in marriage, I already told you. But
yeah. Podcast number 5.
Girl, is it in podcast number 5?
I don't even know what podcast that was in. I think it was in podcast 5.
No, but...
yeah, it was podcast 5.
It's very simple that everybody should have equal rights. I don't care what you do in your personal bedroom life. It makes no difference. Relationship is a relationship.
I agree. And either way, if you're gay, straight, whatever, in the end, you'll be miserable.
You know who they shouldn't allow to get married?
Uh-oh.
You ever, I don't know if you've ever saw a commercial for the Virgin Diaries.
No, I don't even know what that is.
No? Oh my goodness. It's a show on TLC, I think, or Discovery.
Yeah.
They take like people who've never like kissed each other before, because they're like so strong into their beliefs that they only like rub noses and then they get
Eskimo
married
kisses
and then they get married and they put their wedding on TV and stuff and then they get like the first kiss. It looks like the bride is like chewing the guy's face off.
Oh my god, you at least think she'd practice on a pillow or something.
Now that, those people shouldn't be able to get married. That is just watch it on YouTube, I'm telling you.
Oh my god,
it went viral. You never saw the video?
No man, I gotta check that out.
Oh my god, it's so hilarious.
That is funny.
So do you think we're gonna go with that monster truck rally intro?
I think we should. I think that was hilarious. Yeah, man. For those who missed episode podcast number 6, go back and check it out. We're talking about like whitewashing and stuff and monster truck racing. So if you're wondering why that was there, that's why. It's hilarious.
And we did get into a topic that a lot of people were making some big time comments about.
Big time, man. Big time.
I even got a whole article from this girl named Amanda.
Yeah.
And she sends me like a whole history of like why black people are called whitewashing.
Yeah, I saw the advertisement, man, for the whitewash, the soap to get all the black off. That's crazy, man. That's some real issue.
She's like, I didn't know that saying something like that would offend somebody. I'll never use that term again. I didn't understand it. Like, I hope people don't really think I'm doing a professional commentary or like that I have any sort of say or authority. Like, if this is serious, this is a joke.
No, but the funny thing about it is that there's a lot of good stuff out of these podcasts, though, man. I think it's hitting home. Like, there's certain things that we say it because it's true, though. You know what I mean? We don't just say certain some. We say things because it affects us. It's true. Some of the stuff that we say,
I know
most of it is true.
I know. I just don't want people to think like I'm trying to deliver. I sit here
like a hidden message.
I come here. I talk shit. I try to make people laugh and be entertained for an hour. That's it. So people, when I say something and it's a mistake, like I talked about Bernie Madoff in one of the podcasts, I get this guy, you don't know shit about Bernie Madoff. Bernie Madoff used to be the president of the Fed or whatever he was.
It doesn't matter.
I've already made another mistake. This guy's going to rip my head off. But I don't know. I'm just trying to say Bernie Madoff, the people who invested with him got greedy.
Yeah.
They were way too greedy, trying to make more money on top of the millions and millions of dollars that they had. Now they got nothing, and I don't feel bad for you at all.
Shouldn't feel bad for them. They got caught.
That's the thing. So don't... You can send negative comments, but honestly...
It's constructive criticism, man. Come on.
Of course, but I don't know what I'm talking about half the time.
Oh,
that's,
man.
That's all I'm saying.
That's funny. I'm happy that that Amanda went out and did the research on whitewashing. Now that shows initiative, and that's people are listening, man. That's cool. I like that. It's dope.
It is kind of cool.
That's dope.
That's cool. I just don't... people are making comments like, oh, we should make a, like talking to somebody else saying like, I should make my own podcast and
do it.
And I'm like, go right ahead. And she's like, I want to be rich. I'm like,
rich?
Who's rich?
Who's rich? You make a podcast and you're rich?
Like, this is nothing. I'm like, I no listeners, you know, I'm not rich. I haven't seen a single, if anything, this thing costs money.
I'm definitely not rich. I've been tipping more than 20% now. It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
I'm broke.
I was out the other day with these dudes that I work with.
Yeah.
Clearly at the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
And this one of the servers picked up one of the customers. So he didn't like pick. He got our phone number.
Yeah, yeah.
So after work we all go out, and he's like, you know, Jay, when should I call her? And then this other guy pipes up and he's like, dude, 3-day rule, man. And I'm 3-day rule.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
And I'm like, he's like, what do you, I'm like, I don't believe in a 3-day rule.
Yeah.
I think I told him, like, listen, dude, you call her tomorrow. you're like her. You seem like you're interested in her. Why do you got to wait for 3 days?
Yeah. What goes on?
I have no idea.
Did you break it down? Like the first day will show that you're not like, you know, no, super eager. And
it was in a stupid movie.
Oh God.
Called Whipped, I think.
Oh
back
boy.
In like the late 90s.
Oh, that's like, I don't remember that movie. I remember.
Or it was somewhere else. And now people think like I have to wait 3 days before I contact somebody that I might want. Just listen, you like somebody you want to call somebody, just call them.
Their theory
is that, oh, if you call them the next day, it shows that you're desperate and blah blah, and then it's
oh my god, that's all in your head.
It's like my theory is like, dude, if she's like that cute and good looking or whatever, and you like her,
she gave you a number, yeah.
She gave you her number. You wait for 3 days, somebody else could scoop her up. You better be
probably
on that.
Me.
You better be on that than like you really should just, if you like somebody, just call them.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, there's nothing worse than, I used to live with like four girls in a house. I was like Jack Tripper from Three's Company.
Oh shit.
And
you know Jack, he was gay, right?
Oh, is he? I don't know. Fuck.
Yeah.
I never even really watched his shit.
Anyways.
Was he gay?
I don't know. I think was he?
Was. Wasn't he sleeping with the blonde haired one? Or?
I'm not too sure, man. Like as a kid you don't realize this stuff, but I think
Oh, no,
he wasn't gay. No. It was the super who was gay, who was trying to pick up. Anyways.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
No, you made me lose my train of thought.
You're living with four girls.
Oh, yes. Listen, I know a lot about what goes on. And now I don't know everybody. I can't speak for every girl.
Nope.
But listen, it gets annoying to people if they say, yeah, okay, call me. And then if you never call, then what was the point of getting your phone number in the first place?
Yeah.
And if you get her number, why are you going to wait for a week? Just fucking make the phone call.
Yeah, I agree.
Believe me, these girls aren't sitting by the phone waiting for your stupid ass to call them. But, you know, if you say you're going to do something, just do it.
Yeah.
You want to date somebody, you want to talk to somebody, you want to go with somebody, just tell them you want to go out with them.
Be a man.
Don't play the games.
Be a man. Just call, man. Seriously. I think girls nowadays, I mean, I work with a lot of women, and I think they're just tired of it all, man, like these games and all these rules, because they find out through other guy friends about these rules that guys make, like the 3-day rule or, you know what I mean, and all this other garbage that we've made up. It's not true, man. If you went out of your way to go get a girl's phone number and you're really into her, you're digging her, yeah, man, just call her the next day. You know what I mean? Send her a text message right after you met her and just say, hey, you know, whatever. I don't know. I don't have any good game, but hey.
Listen, I don't know. People probably text more than they even call. You don't even have to be worried about like how you sound.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you just send an anonymous, basically, text message like, hey, what's up? And then she'll respond back like, hey, smiley face. And then you'll respond back, LOL. And then she'll respond.
you type for 20 minutes and you got nowhere.
Just call, man.
Pick up the phone and call somebody.
Yeah, man. It doesn't matter if it's 3 days or whatever, 2 days. Just call, man. Just do it. Ladies, you know what? I actually want to hear some comments back on that. That'd be good. What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think? Is it?
Oh, my God, James. Geez. This is a professional broadcast.
Oh, man. This is my brother on the phone. Let's see if I can get him to.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold up a second.
Oh, my
God.
Yo,
what's going on? It's I'm doing my podcast right now. Yeah, I got your.
Am I gonna be on the podcast? You answering the phone?
Yeah, I answer the phone, and you're on it.
You're on speakerphone.
On the podcast.
Yeah.
Right. Nice. Yo.
All right. I'll see you. All right.
I love you, brother.
But anyways, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what. Listen, dude, we're doing a professional broadcast today. People expect professionalism. You can't be answering your phone every time people call.
Hey, man, episode 4. Didn't you?
I know
before?
I had Rima on. Whatever.
All right. Anyways,
here's another thing, guys. I'm gonna break down a couple things for guys because
break it down.
Some guys are irritating.
Okay. Knuckleheads.
So I'm out talking with these guys at the bar after work, and then this guy's like, well. He's, I don't know what he said, but he's like, yeah, well, I hear you got, you, like, I go around stealing people's girls or something like that. I'm like, what the, I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you know, you got this reputation or whatever. Like, I can't,
yeah.
Like, from, like, for one thing, you're an idiot. And I know where you heard that from. And let me just tell people this. You cannot claim a girl. Guy, this is what
you
guys,
can, oh, I,
this is what guys do. They see a hot girl and they're like, oh, she's mine. Don't talk. What
it's
are
like,
you talking
what?
About? You don't know her, and neither do I.
She cannot even be interested in the guy who said that. That's the thing.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
So guess what? If I can pick her up and you can't, you lose.
That's right.
I'm an alpha male. I don't know. I hate that when guys do that. Guys do that all the time. Oh, she's mine. Don't talk. What do you mean she's yours? She doesn't even know who you are. She hasn't even looked at you. Holy shit. So it's not stealing.
Oh, my God. It's so true. It's so true.
If there's money on the street and I see it and you see it and I pick it up first, it belongs to me now. Like, you can't just go and claim that and say that $20 bill on the street's mine.
Don't touch it.
It's not yours. It's whoever gets it first. God. I hate guys. Guys are such idiots.
Oh, man. That's
making
classic.
Up all kinds of
that is
stupid rules. Making claims on things that aren't theirs. Who does that?
Oh, man. I had the same situation happen to me. We had a... This is like maybe like a year ago or something. And we're at this house party. And one of my buddies is like, yeah, I'm going to go talk to that girl. I got dibs. He called dibs. And like we like... And he's, you know, we were like, okay, cool, whatever. We played the rule, whatever, you know, like played the game. He got dibs. And he's like after a week, we're like, so, you know, did, like, you go on a date with her? You know, is anything going on? He's like, no, there's no date. I haven't gotten a date with her. I was like, are you talking with this girl? What's going on? He's like, yeah, we're talking. I was like, well, if you like her, if you call dibs, do something. Go on a date with this girl. Get to know her. No. Nope.
Exactly. Don't waste the time.
Just call dibs. And it took him like 3 months before he realized that it was going nowhere.
Listen, we live in a free and open society. Do whatever you want, people.
And you can't call dibs on people you don't even know. That's ridiculous.
Yes.
I understand the whole thing, guys, or whatever, but still, it's just ridiculous. It is. It's pretty stupid.
Well, it's man, I should be in the army or something. Like, really?
Why would you want to be in the army?
I don't
even get
because,
that.
Because I'm not even that much of a man. Like, but
so what would the army do?
But I have like basic logical
oh you
ways
mean,
of
oh,
thought.
I see
like, people
saying.
Are idiots, and I just want to go places.
Most like, people don't think. That's the thing, man. That's most people don't even think.
I hate people.
Just do, you sound like you're emo right now
oh
or something.
No, I don't hate people, but it's stupid.
Yeah,
it's stupid to even.
We live by all these weird rules that we make.
All these
up.
Unwritten rules that people expect them to be followed. And dude, he broke the bro code. What are you? What's a bro code? Who comes up with this stuff,
dude? You broke the bro code.
I just do. I just like you know, if you're my buddy's girlfriend, all right, I won't talk to you. That's my girlfriend. I've been dating her for 3 years.
Yeah.
You know. No problem.
I called dibs.
You know, see a stranger walking down the street with mad hot blonde hair, whatever, you know. Like, you can't be like, oh, that, yo, dude, don't talk to her. She's mine. Let the best man win.
That's right.
That's how it is. This
that's
is,
right. It's like sprinting, man.
We're in a competition every day.
That's right. Exactly. Life's a competition. You can't say, hey, man, don't cross the finish line before me. I call dibs.
This is life, but people are just getting moronic. And men, I can understand why girls think guys are idiots. Because
they are.
They are. I'm one of them. But people are pretty stupid. You know how I went on a big rant about Christmas shopping?
Yeah.
Like one of the first shows?
Yeah.
Well, the reports came back.
Yeah.
All right. What are they
say?
Big numbers. Drum roll, please. People in the United States of America.
Yes.
This is how we get our information. I don't care about Canadian studies. I go right to the U.S. The USA, they spent $5.8 billion in credit card spending.
Credit card spending?
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, my God. What are they even doing? People are spending money they don't have.
That's what I was talking about.
Why are people spending money that they don't have?
Because people fall into this whole thing about, you know, I got to buy this shit for my aunt. They go and spend $200 on my boyfriend. I have to go buy my mother some shit she doesn't even want. Save your money.
Save your money.
I went out and spent money, but I didn't overextend myself. You know, yeah. I spent a couple hundred bucks.
Dude, I spent $50.
But literally, the USA, they're in a huge deficit.
Trillions of dollars.
Most people have no money, and yet you go into $6 billion worth of credit card spending for a month.
That's for a month. Yeah, exactly. That's ridiculous.
People are insane.
Oh, my God. The credit card companies are probably enjoying
themselves. Oh, they love it. 22% interest, 29% interest, yeah. 30% interest for idiots. Jeez.
Come on, people. Where's your head at, man?
I told you so. I told you. Man, people are... Just don't buy Christmas presents. Make somebody a card. I used to come home when I was in kindergarten with a piece of construction paper with some macaroni glued onto it that says "Happy Birthday." My parents love that shit. Put it up on the fridge
for Christmas.
If I came back with that for Christmas, what do you think they would say? Now that I'm a grown ass man, I think they would like it.
If you made a macaroni card now?
Yeah. Now you want to know what? I'm going to do that next year.
Next Christmas, macaroni card.
They would think that it's funny.
Yeah.
And that's all I really try to do is be funny. I just try to make my parents laugh.
Yeah.
And if I got it for them, they would laugh and they'd be like, oh, that's Jason.
Yeah. Maybe it might bring back some nostalgia too.
Oh.
From when you were a kid.
Oh, I don't want to go back to those days. I like being adult.
Remember that time you broke that window?
Listen,
you still owe me $50.
Being a kid wasn't that great.
Wasn't glitz and glamour.
Nah.
Not like these Hollywood kids nowadays. They seem to be having it all.
Oh, I wish I was a Hollywood kid.
Can you imagine?
You get to be famous just because your parents might be rich.
Yeah, I know. It's nuts.
I didn't even know this Khloe Kardashian is a celebrity.
It's ridiculous. How are they even celebrities?
She didn't even get banged. Her sister got banged on camera.
Oh, yeah. Ray J.
She's the one who had a sex tape, and now her whole family gets to have a TV show?
I don't get it, man. How does this work?
Jeez. Ray J's making... how many famous people he make out of that penis of his?
I don't know.
He bangs one girl. Now fucking five.
His whole family.
Five other people are famous. You got the one Kardashian on Dancing with the Stars. The other one is... They got a whole TV show keeping with the Kardashians.
All right.
This is incredible. Who even watches that?
I don't.
I don't watch TV that much. I watch a lot of sports.
Yeah.
And I love sports.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be watching any basketball this year.
No, seriously? You're out?
Yeah. I'm done. I'm over it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
There's no, like, good prospects, no good teams, no, like, nothing.
Nah.
Have they changed any rules this year? Anything? Like, you know how, like, certain years, like, they add in certain...
Nah. They got
like a... Like, 2.5 step, whatever.
The Raptors got a guy on the team. He's got a girl's name, and I can't support that. His name's Andrea.
Are you serious?
Andrea Bargnani.
So he's what, Italian?
Yes, he's Italian.
Man, Andrea. I think his parents might have messed up right there.
They call him Andrea.
Oh.
That's to make it sound more masculine.
But it still sounds feminine to me.
The guy just has a girl's name.
He does.
Yeah. And guess what? Basketball. He gets pushed around on the court because he's soft. People can't take him seriously. You can't have a superstar with a girl's name. What's next? Sally Jones? Is there going to be the point guard? Get out of my life. No, oh. I'm done with basketball. One of my buddies gave up his season tickets to this year.
Because
they went on strike, and it's a slap in the face for most people who don't. You have millionaires fighting with billionaires.
Yeah.
And most people can't even afford to buy popcorn at a basketball game, but they still go because they like basketball.
Yeah.
And you have these idiots locking out, crying over a couple more bucks on top of the millions that they already got. So people got fed up, and I'm one of those people. I'm not supporting it.
Dude, I was fed up from like a long time ago. That's why I stopped watching basketball. They had like this big argument a long time ago about not getting paid enough. This is like back in the 90s. I stopped watching basketball back then because I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, what about the game? Like, you're getting paid ridiculous amounts of money and you're still complaining? You gotta change your way of life. At one point in time, you weren't making these millions of dollars. So why don't you just, live modestly? Warren Buffett, billionaire, modest.
Greatest guy ever.
You know what I mean? That guy's living modestly. Steve Jobs, when he worked at Apple, he only paid himself $1 a year. Although he had like millions and billions of dollars in investments in the company. But still, I don't know, man. These guys, get your act together.
Sports is so strange. They have the Montreal Canadiens hockey team.
Yeah.
They hired this coach. The dude doesn't – they fire their coach halfway through the season.
Oh, I think I heard of this.
And then they hire this new guy, but he can't speak French. So everybody's like, how can you have a non-French speaking coach?
Yeah, for a French team. Yeah.
Who? Name me three players on the team that are from French Canadian. Anyways, it's not like.
Yeah.
They're like, well, how is the coach supposed to talk to the media? After the game, because they have to go to the bilingual press.
Yeah.
You know what I say? Who gives a shit? I don't care if this guy speaks Chinese or click for all, all he has to do is coach the team. If he does a good job or a bad job of coaching the team, everybody's like, well, how is he going to talk to the media? Have you ever listened to a press conference after a game with an athlete or a coach? They don't say anything anyways. So, coach, what do you think went wrong tonight? Well, the guys just didn't play hard. We didn't execute the game plan. Who cares? They say the same thing over and over and over. Not one dude has ever said any new shit. Like, that's bullshit. The referee's fucked up and the coach is crooked and we're getting. No coach ever does that. They say, we didn't execute the game plan. The other team, we had to take our hats off to them. They really gave it 110%.
That's exactly what happens.
Cares if this guy can't speak French? People in Montreal, they're protesting now. These guys are idiots. They got a terrible economy. They got fucking people are laying up in the hospital in the hallways because they don't have any space. And people want to protest about a hockey coach.
Yeah,
people, get your priorities together. Jeez, I might have to go down to Montreal and straighten this situation out myself. You ever heard?
I'd love to see that, man.
You ever heard an athlete speak in an interview? Like, these guys are some of the dumb. For one thing, hockey players are like some of the dumbest guys. I'll say it. I'm not scared.
It's all those head injuries, man,
and not too much head injury. It's just that they pluck these kids. When you're like 4-13, you have to decide whether you're gonna go
NHL
to the OHL.
Oh yeah.
And then you go to the OHL. You don't really. School's not your priority. Your fucking priority is to try to make the NHL.
Yeah.
So your education is way far behind. And once you go to the OHL, you can't go to the NCAA.
Yeah.
So now a lot of kids are going to play hockey in the NCAA because then you can still get a scholarship.
Yeah.
Because not everybody makes the NHL.
Yeah, exactly.
But when you go to the Canadian Hockey League, you're trying to make the big show.
Yeah.
You put all your eggs in.
Yeah.
And then, they're supposed to pay for like your education, but it's bullshit. These guys are dummies. And when you hear them talk, you know that they're dummies.
Yeah, you can hear it.
So what happened in the game today? We gave it 110%. Everybody, you can't give more than 100%. For one thing, I hate 110%.
That's basic math,
you knucklehead. Jeez.
Go back to math class.
They always say the same thing. It's never anything new or exciting or different. They say
hats
the same
off
shit.
To the other team.
I say... I don't care what language you're saying because I could watch it on mute and I already know what you're saying. You're not saying nothing.
Yeah.
I don't even know why these guys, why people, a newspaper would waste time hiring somebody to make them go and sit in a room to write down what he said this for the past 80 press conferences. Says the same shit. Jesus. Don't get me started.
You got to get down there, man. You got to get down to Montreal and just tell everybody in English. Listen, guys, we got to give our hats off to the other team. Sometimes, you know, you just need an English coach. What's the big deal? It's French, English, doesn't matter. They're going to say the same thing. Why don't they just use subtitles or have like a translator?
Why don't French people from Montreal just speak English? Get it over with. The entire country in Canada speaks English, except for Quebec.
They're sticking with their roots, man.
What are we talking about?
They're sticking to their French roots.
Whatever, man.
I have to say that takes a lot of.
Listen, I love
a lot of
French people, French girls the most. Okay, I love it, but
yeah,
but you know I don't even want to get into it. It's ridiculous. They want to burn down a city because a coach of a hockey team.
They're
talking about
man.
Hockey.
These French people are passionate, man.
They got a terrible team. They're not even going to make the playoffs. I don't even want to talk about this anymore. I hate them.
I'm going. You hate the hockey team or you hate French people?
I hate.
You hate the media. You hate the media aspect of it all.
I want to play you this commercial.
All right.
And I want you to watch it.
So this is a commercial from, what is the show called again?
Virgin Diaries.
Virgin Diaries. Have a listen.
And I want you to watch the video, though, okay, James?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Because it's so disturbing.
All right. Let's do this.
Sunday. I'm 30, and I'm a virgin. I'm 29, and I'm a virgin.
I'm not a virgin entirely by choice. We're saving our first kiss for our wedding. I now declare you to be husband and wife. Ryan, you may kiss your bride.
Really?
Yes.
Virgin Diaries, an all new special, Sunday at 9, only on TLC.
Oh my God. What was she doing? Oh my God. That's horrible.
That is
hilarious. You gotta send that.
I'm not a virgin by choice.
They're eating each other's faces off.
That is so.
It's good. Like the Last Supper. What are they doing there? That was crazy.
That is so good. That's the worst kiss of all time. That's worse than Michael Jackson's kiss.
What's her face? That was bad. What a show, man. This is what people watch, though. This is what people do to let themselves, like, I don't know.
It's on TV, man.
Let loose. Let loose and be free.
Wasn't I supposed to talk about something a couple shows ago that we never got to?
Gas prices?
I don't even want to talk about that anymore. It's not that intriguing. People won't care.
Well, gas prices are outrageous. Everyone knows what's going on.
It's not even gas prices here. It's the what war. Happened in Nigeria.
It's the war on terror.
Nigeria, the government took away they subsidized the gas for whatever, however many years.
Yeah, yeah.
And then at the beginning of this year, they took away their subsidy. So the gas price
more than
doubled overnight.
That is
insane. And gas before was already pretty expensive for them.
So what's going on?
So they're fucking burning down the country.
Jeez. Why is... Oh, man. It's ridiculous.
Energy, man. People...
There's so many other ways to solve the energy crisis and the energy problem. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
But it's just the people who are in power who have a hold of all like this oil, this crude oil that are making them millions and billions of dollars.
I don't understand anything when it comes to gas prices.
It's all based off emotion, too.
I'm sure I could look it up on Google and find out how people decide every hour the gas prices change by
.1.
Like, who do they call somebody and be like, oh, gas has got to go up to 121.4? And what's the reasoning? Like, I don't get it. It's because it's like, this is my basic logic. This is how fucking much of a monkey I am. Okay. Like when you buy something.
Yeah.
Let's say I buy water.
Yes.
And
I'm selling water. I bought the water for,
which is ridiculous in the South.
Well, whatever. I bought all this water for, let's say, $10.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to decide to sell it.
Yeah.
So now I figure out, like, you know, I bought all this for $10. I want to make this much of a profit.
Yeah.
I have to sell this water for $20.
Yeah.
For me to make whatever I want to make.
Yeah.
So why is it like gas? They buy all this gas. They pump it into their wells.
Yeah.
And then it go. People come to the gas station. They fill up their cars. They've clearly bought it. No. Didn't they buy the gas when the big gas tankers come to the gas station?
Yeah.
And they fill up. They got these things underground. They put all this shit in there.
Yeah.
Aren't they buying that? Didn't they already buy that?
I think so. Yeah.
I would think so. I don't know.
Yeah. I think
so. Why do you buy it at a certain level, but then every day the price goes up or the price goes down?
I think what it is that, like, I don't even know what company to use, but anyway, so like, say there's a company that's overseas, whatever, they grab the oil, they dig for it, they grab the oil, they refine it, do whatever, they bring back over here. That these companies already have wells set up, right? So what they're doing, they raise the prices depending on the amount of effort it takes to drill for that oil and to get the oil out and to refine it and then send it over back over here and whatever else. So they already own the oil. I mean, the gasoline. Know what I mean? So it's not, they're not really, like, they're not buying it.
Anybody
who
runs for president.
They're just trying to sell it.
If you can, you want to be the Prime Minister of Canada, this is how you get my vote.
Yeah.
You explain to me why the gas prices change every single hour. If you
it's
can
based
do
off
that,
emotion. It's based off of emotions.
You can give me a logical good reason why, then I'll be like, okay, I get it now. But I have no idea.
It's based off of people's emotions, man.
I think it's ridiculous.
Based off of what's going on in the world, how dangerous it is in that area, whatever. It's like for instance, if you have like a baseball card, right? You bought it for 50 cents.
Yeah.
And depending on how that player does, if he does well, then it goes up. If he does shitty, then it stays at 50 cents. It's sort of the same thing. It's just based off of performance.
Whatever. I think you don't know nothing.
What are you talking about? It's based off performance of wherever they're drilling, off the wells or whatever. If the wells performing well, then it, you know, it drops down. If they have more in circulation, then the, you know, the price goes down to even everything. If there's less, then it goes up.
No, I don't think that's how it works.
All right. Well, anyway, someone comment back and
somebody
let
who knows
let us
something.
Know. Someone who knows something about gasoline and how it works.
Somebody with the, you know,
a
couple
PhD.
Couple initials after your name, like a designation. You got
and they can't be JR either. It can't be we need like like PhD.
Somebody really smart fill me in, because my whole theory is, like, for instance, this clearly doesn't work, but if Exxon Mobil makes, you know, $15 billion per quarter.
Yeah.
You know, and they own all the gas.
Yeah.
So why can't they just, like, this is how I think, like, if you cut the gas prices in half, you don't turn as much of a profit.
Yeah.
So if you cut the gas prices in half, let's say you lose half of your profits.
Yeah.
Is it okay to make $7.5 billion a quarter and give the people a break?
No.
No?
No, they can't, because there's people who sit on the board of directors who want to make... They don't want to make 7.5. They want to make 14 or 15. They want to make $15 billion. They don't want to make 7.5.
Clearly. Ooh. These people who got to spend all their money on fuel can't go out and buy anything else now. The whole economy is going to crash.
No. It's a waiting game, though, right? Yeah, it's a waiting game. Then they'll wait it out, see what happens. If it really gets drastic, then they'll step in. But if not, they'll be like, let's just see what happens. If nothing happens, then let's keep running with it.
I don't care.
Anyway, someone get back to us.
How does
this whole gas situation work?
People were complaining yesterday because it snowed a lot in the morning time.
Oh, God.
It was a disaster. We got
the middle of January?
5 centimeters of snow.
It's the middle of January. It's about time it snowed.
A guy at my work put his van on the roof. Like, he rolled his van.
What?
Dumped it in a ditch, yeah.
Why are people, this is the big thing, why are people... idiots when it comes time. The first snowfall, no one knows how to drive.
No.
Why?
Why? Because they... I can't even explain it.
It's ridiculous.
But the guy that was driving, he made a mistake. He told me exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it's your fault. Like, it's... a tractor trailer drove. He was in the center lane, yeah. and a tractor trailer was passing him in the fast lane. And yeah. when it passed them, all this shit came up onto his windshield.
Yeah.
And it came like,
yeah.
So he panicked.
Yeah.
And he hit the brakes.
Oh.
And as soon as he hit the brakes, it took him right off the road.
Of course.
He went across the other lane and right into the ditch.
Of course.
And he rolled it. He said he was like hanging upside down. He's like, I was okay, but then I undid my seatbelt and hit my head on the
Oh, man.
But I'm glad that he's okay, but.
Yeah.
People got to get it together. But, dude, in Alaska, they got 4 meters of snow.
Holy shit.
They have the army digging them out.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's a lot of snow. We got 5 centimeters, and it's wreaked havoc on the city.
Yeah.
They got 4 meters.
That's ridiculous.
That's a real problem.
Yeah. That's something to complain about right there. That's a snow day right there.
That's a fucking snow day.
That is a snow day.
You know what a lot of people are talking about?
What's that?
Which makes me lose my mind. Blue Ivy Carter.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
To Mr. Z.
Yes, to Mr. Z.
Jay-Z has a baby, and he shut down the whole hospital floor.
Really?
Apparently. Listen, wow. The guy, this is what some of the reports are.
Uh-huh.
He paid like $1 million to shut down the entire floor so nobody else could be there while his baby was being born.
Wow.
So now you got the...
Wow.
Now you got people pissed that are like, you know, I got a problem too.
Yeah.
I can't use the hospital because Jay-Z's shut down the whole hospital. But listen, that's when you have a privatized system and it's... The hospital is not a hospital, it's a business.
Yeah.
These are the things that can happen.
That's crazy, man. Why would, but was he doing that because of photographers or something?
Oh,
or?
This is, but I'm sure this they is like what a, the conspiracy theorists
why don't
are saying.
Why don't they just shut down like a wing of the hospital? Or like a certain, you know, like I'm well, sure that, she has a nice
like
big
they didn't
room
shut down the entire hospital. They shut down like a wing or a ward or whatever.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Like, I don't know.
Crazy.
I wasn't there.
Anyways, yeah.
But people,
I wasn't there.
The conspiracy theorists, which I'm one of them, but I don't believe in this one. They're like, they did that because the baby's the devil, and Jay-Z sold his soul. It's the Illuminati.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
And the reason why he named his daughter
Blue Ivy
is because it's supposed to be like, I can't remember what they were calling it.
What
something like Illuminati Young or some stupidness. Like people just go way crazy when it
that is
to,
crazy,
to
man.
That stuff.
That's nuts.
For one thing, people shouldn't be worried about this hospital being shut down. People should really question why the fuck you name your kid Blue. Who names a kid after a color?
Oh man, that's so funny.
Who does that?
I wonder if it's after like a grandmother or something.
It's ridiculous.
That's definitely like a jazz singer's name, though. Blue Ivy. Blue Ivy Carter. That's definitely good. She's going to grow up to be a jazz singer. Definitely going to be part of the business. But either way, congratulations to the two of them.
It doesn't make any sense that they make up these acronyms. Ivy stands for Illuminati's Very Youngest.
Yeah, it's kind of
stupid.
Which
sounds retarded. That doesn't even sound like it makes sense.
They're stretching.
So it's a huge stretch.
Yeah.
And blue stands for a born living under evil.
Yeah.
Which is a huge stretch. And this guy's like, yeah, man, think of that's what it stands for. I'm like, you're an asshole. And so I told this guy at my work, I'm like, you're an idiot. I'm like, you give me any name and I'll come up with an acronym in 10 seconds. Want to play the game?
Yeah.
Okay, you give me a name, I'll come up with an act, but don't make it a long name. Come on, pick something like short. This is not rehearsed. Any name you want. Any name, I'll come up with an acronym. That sounds crazy. That sounds evil.
A name that sounds evil?
No, you just pick a name. I'll break down the letters.
A short name.
Short name, though. Don't give me like Ramamatam. Give me a regular name.
Jason.
Not my name. I've already thought. I don't want to make my name like that. Give me somebody else's name.
What's like a common English name? How about James? No, wait. No, wait. Let's do John.
Why do you got to pick a J? I hate the letter J.
J? Okay. Well, you said 10 seconds. You said any
I know,
name.
But...
Peter. Pete.
Okay, fine. Pete?
Pete.
All right.
It's four letters. Pete.
Let me think of this. Putting evil towards everyone.
Jeez.
That is...
What the...
Evil.
That is
the Illuminati shit.
Oh my God. Anyone whose name Pete.
See, but you can make it for anything.
No,
any name if you really want to.
Just as long as it doesn't start with a J.
You're stretching. You only got so many words you can use with J. It's way harder. Marijuana even named, they got this new strain now called Blue Ivy. They named it after Jay-Z's daughter.
What? Seriously?
Yeah, buddy.
That's crazy, man. Can you imagine being that famous you get stuff named after you?
And
people just putting so much emphasis on what you do. It's crazy.
I don't pay that any mind, but
neither do I.
This podcast is just about over. Let's get to Tales from the Trip and call it a day.
All right. Time for Tales
from the Trip.
All right.
Yo, I'm going back to
Going back to Cali.
I'm going right to the Dominican.
Dominican. Yeah. Oh, man. This is awesome. All right. Dominican story.
Oh, shit.
All right.
I don't even know how long ago this was, but this is it's a weird story. It's a weird story, and some people will know all about the story. And I'm slightly, I don't know if I should really say it, but I'm still going to say it because it's funny.
Oh, snap. Okay, whatever. Do it.
I'm in the Dominican Republic a couple of years ago for a vacation with like 50 people.
Yeah.
So a whole bunch of people, like a couple girls are roomed up together. When I go on a vacation like that, I like to get my own space. I don't like to have roommates.
Yeah.
So I got things to do.
I got things to do.
I need my own space.
And places to see.
So, I'm out. We're everyone's out partying, celebrating, whatever. Everyone's having a great time. And we run into this guy. Like, one of my friends, she runs into this dude. And she's like, oh, my God, this guy's so cute and blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, really? And he's like, yeah, he says he's here with his ex-girlfriend. And I'm like, who goes on a vacation
with their ex-girlfriend?
Because she's like...
Oh, maybe they bought the tickets beforehand, right?
That's exactly. They went there for a wedding. And then, but they broke up before, but they were still sharing a room.
Man, that's awkward.
So, well, listen, this is the story. So she comes down, she's like, oh my God, we can't go back to his room because his ex-girlfriend's there. I'm like, you're so stupid. I'm like, you really think that this guy is on vacation with his ex-girlfriend and he can't go back there because his ex-girlfriend's there? It's probably his girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. We're dancing a merengue. You know, I'm like, it's probably his girlfriend. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, you're going to get yourself in a whole fucking big hornet's nest. So, so whatever, like, I don't know whatever went on with them, right? And then, like, the next night, I'm out, and I run into this girl. She's like, yeah, blah, blah. I'm here. It's just so weird. I'm here with my ex-boyfriend, and he's talking to some fucking girl now, blah, blah. And I was like, what?
Oh, man.
And I'm like, oh, my God, I know this. I'm like, that is... That I'm like, and I pretended like I didn't know, like,
who they're the same people, yeah.
But I'm like, I know my friend is talking to your ex-boyfriend, and now I'm here talking to you, and now I'm like, oh, the story is legit. Like,
yeah,
he's literally here with his ex-girlfriend, and it's not working out very well.
Yeah, yeah.
Between the two of them, because she's like, I can't even stay in the room, blah blah. Like, she packed up her stuff. She went to go sleep in somebody else's room.
Yeah.
So, anyways. To make a long story short, we're out again. Everyone's out partying and stuff, and I'd met somebody, and we were like leaving, and I saw my friend, and she's like, yeah, blah, blah, I'm leaving with this dude. And I'm like, she's like, I'm going back to my room. I'm like, all right, see you later.
Yeah.
And then her room was like right beside my room.
Yeah.
So I walk, so I'm out late, and I'm coming back.
Yeah.
And I'm walking by her room, and her door is wide open.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the fuck? Because it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, or like 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. It's really, really late. And I walk by, and the door is wide open. So I walk in. I'm like, hey. And I saw it looked like two of the whitest people on earth. It looked like two ghosts. There is no blankets. There's no covers. Two people butt naked. This girl has her finger inside of his ass.
Oh my God.
I walked in, and it just like rolled off the bed, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you guys don't even close the door. Oh, man. And,
oh my God.
And then I started to laugh at them, and then I left. But then the next day, I had to go and tell everybody the story how she was two knuckles deep in this guy's ass when I walked in on her.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
She denied the whole story to everybody, but they all believe me. I know what I saw.
Oh my God.
But who does that?
I don't know.
Close a door in your own room?
I thought you were going to say, who puts two fingers up some guy's butt? that's a whole nother story.
But that's the story. It's just so strange. Like, how can you be on Dominican Republic for like a 5-6 days, and these people are pale?
Yeah,
like they allergic they don't to
tan?
The sun.
They don't tan.
They're not even like redheads, but they're the whitest people I've ever met in my life.
Oh my God,
I never seen such a thing.
That's weird, man.
They're like see-through. They're like glow in the ghost.
Yeah.
Like the real, real white. Like ginger white. I don't know. It was the terrible sight, though.
it was a terrible sight,
but it was pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
I'm pretty tired today.
Yeah.
So I don't want to have to think too hard.
All right.
That's it.
All right.
Everybody, thanks for downloading the podcast.
Yes. What are we? We're like, what?
I don't know. I can't even keep track anymore. Maybe 8?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like this is podcast number 8.
Podcast number 8. So, yeah. Thanks for listening, people. Feel free to get back to us. Comment. We want to know what you girls think about the whole 3-day rule and any other dumb rules. Actually, name off all the dumb rules that you've heard that us guys do. That'd be good to know.
And download the podcast.
Yeah, download it.
iTunes, listen to it at Podomatic, and help our ranking keep on climbing and climbing. We made it into the top 10 this week for a day.
Unbelievable.
Which is pretty
insane.
Pretty cool.
Considering we've
only been doing this for like a month, and it's becoming somewhat.
Are you starting to cry? What are you feeling?
Yeah.
I'm so emotional.
It's cool that people are, I don't know if they're listening to it, but they're definitely downloading it. So, I don't know.
Keep it up, everybody.
All right.
Go to Twitter. I got issues, 2 S's. And we'll see you again next time.
All right. Peace out. Don't get anyone pregnant.